is The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
That is what's up. Archive Friday, everybody. And today we're going to give you, I think 2018 was the year this one, we did this one. One of the several times he's joined us on the show is one of my favorites. Ladies and gentlemen, our Archive Friday edition of an interview with Kevin Costner. So you know I'm excited. You know I'm excited. Because he's one of my faves. My favorite movie. Still to this day. And what a Father's Day movie. Field of Dreams. We've talked to him about Field of Dreams before.
I can assure you my dad does not want to go out and throw a ball with me.
not saying let's have a catch?
No.
No. Drink it in, man. Kevin Costner is going to be joining us. And so what happens is he does a few interviews, and we hook up with a producer in New York who's going to hook us up. So I'm excited. Kevin Costner, brand new series on Paramount Network, which used to be Spike, called Yellowstone, and it debuts Wednesday, 9 p.m. I've already set the DVR.
He's ready to go.
I'm not going to miss it.
No. I was going to say, if there's
Greg,
anything...
I have Kevin. Are you going to... Is there other people in the room,
Yes,
Greg?
It's Greg, Roadkill, Kelly, and Laura, yes.
Okay. Greg, Roadkill, Kelly, and Laura.
There you go.
There's Kevin.
I guess you're not laughing at the name Greg, is what I'm guessing, Kevin.
Yeah, no, I that's a bold move to say Roadkill. I love it.
Kevin, long time, a huge fan of yours, and I was just saying before you came on with us that I've already set the DVR. I'm already ready to go. I've seen the previews. I've seen the behind the scenes of Yellowstone, and it starts on Wednesday on Paramount, and it really looks good. My first question for you is, what drew you more to this project? Because there's the big Western themes, which you historically have loved, and there's also the family theme. Did one weigh heavier than the other?
Not really. It all has to be good. I mean, you know, I like baseball. I'm not a fanatic about baseball. Mm-hmm. But when those three scripts I did all separated themselves, Bull Durham, Field of Dreams, and Love of the Game, and they mm-hmm. were really girl-boy movies in a lot of way. And so, you know, I like the outdoors. A lot of people do, so I'm not like sitting by myself. I like the imagery of running horses and things like that. So I see a lot of those scripts come by, and because I know people like those kind of movies, I don't want to be in one that's average.
Right.
I want to make sure that when I kind of say, okay, I'm going to commit to the horse idea, to the outdoors, I want to make sure that it rings true and has a lot of entertainment value. So when I saw Yellowstone, the family drama, the dysfunction that exists in my family, you know, there's a lot of opportunity to create great storylines.
Yeah.
The idea that we're looking at modern day, you know, ranching, you know, there's no mystery, you know, I mean, you may forget how the meat gets on your table, but somebody's up really early doing all that stuff. And so that way of life still exists, but it's done a little bit differently than it was done, you know, another century ago. I mean, for the most part, it's still on horseback, but when you see Yellowstone, you're going to see the helicopters, you're going to see this world. And so, you take this idea of something that I kind of like, maybe even you guys like the idea of the great outdoors, but if you put it where we put it, in the Bitterroot Valley, which is the same valley that went to, that Lewis and Clark went down, you realize you got a story set, it's almost like a feast for the eye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that we live in a time where, like the Hatfields and McCoys, and I think the director approached you and said, hey, man, do you want to make a long movie with us? That's got to be appealing to you, too, from a storytelling perspective.
Well, I've never been afraid of long stories. I mean, you know, I just started making three-hour movies when I first started.
I know.
People went, what? So, me, I'm a guy that, like, well, where are you going? I mean, if your story's interesting, who wants to leave?
I really
believe in that, and it's hard to keep people's attention, but you do it through making, you know, creating ideas where you kind of see yourself and you understand the dilemma that's right in front of you. I mean, there's no mystery to it. It's just hard to do.
Yeah. Yeah, I got you. Kevin Costner on the phone with us, Paramount Network, on Wednesday night at 9 o'clock. The show is called Yellowstone. Kelly?
I look forward to seeing Yellowstone. But Laura and I in here are big fans of the movie A Perfect World. What attracted you to the role of Butch Haynes, and what was it like working with Clint Eastwood?
That was really one of my favorite movies. And that's, you know, when people come up to me and say what their favorite movie is, I think probably the thing I'm happiest about is that I don't actually know what's going to come out of their mouth. And I mean, I would kind of hate it if there was one movie that people just drilled down on, and then I made five of those same movies. You know, the reality is I've bounced around and made all kinds. And Perfect World is one of those movies that will often come out of somebody's mouth that was their favorite movie.
Yeah.
And I loved it. You know, it was a complicated character. It was funny, and it was good to work with Clint. And I'm glad you said that. Thank you.
That's cool. Roadkill's got a question for you.
I don't want to keep it in the past, but Mr. Brooks, one of my favorite movies of all time. But I really could see a part two because you have a daughter.
Yeah.
And she did something.
No, let me tell you something. You are not wrong, my friend, because that's the one movie I made that actually had a second and a third installment.
Wow.
And this company that made it was just kind of a fly-by-night company, and they kind of went under, and they've kind of held on to that movie, you know, and I've always, you know, thought about that. But that movie did have a second and third. I know exactly how it ends, and it would have blown your mind.
I'll tell you, it was a great movie.
That one scene at the end, that kind of thing that happened at the end, where I was like, oh, my God!
Oh, yes.
Creepy. Kevin, as much as you love me, I love to ask this question, especially with all the movies that you've done, like Open Range, one of my favorites. I loved it with you and Robert Duvall. Dancing with Wolves, obviously. And now with Yellowstone and all of the stuff that you've shot outdoors. What's been the most physically challenging movie to shoot based upon
Waterworld.
Yeah.
Waterworld, I almost died five times during Waterworld, and that's not, you know, I don't know. You can see I talk in kind of the same tone of voice, so it's like I'm not underplaying it. But honestly, there wasn't all the CG in the world going on back then, so that was me on top of the mast. That was me down there in the water.
Yeah.
That was me flying on that wire, you know, with all that stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
I love that movie, but if you want to talk about a movie that took its toll, I mean, most movies are about 50 or 60 days.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, Dance with Wolves was 108. Waterworld was 157.
Yeah.
And I was working every day of that, and that was me hanging on all that stuff.
This one just popped to mind here. I loved Hatfields and McCoys, which was a great miniseries that you did, and you worked with Bill Paxton, whom we lost, and maybe just a couple of words about what it was like to work with him, because he seems like he was a great guy.
He was a great guy, and I don't know that anybody enjoyed the business, any more than Bill did. He
yeah.
just loved going on location. He loved talking about movies. He came up in a similar way that I did. He was like working on sets and painting, knowing he wanted to be an actor, not knowing if he'd ever get the chance. And when you were with Bill, it was just nothing but laughs. He was always looking forward to the next movie.
Yeah.
He wanted to direct more. And, you always wonder when the good guys go.
Right.
You just go, you know, I mean, I always hear about karma. And I know there's some jerks in my life that are still walking around. You know, I haven't seen karma get them.
Yeah.
But and I'm not trying to be black and dark about this. But, you know, I looked at Bill and I thought, boy, that was a loss for me.
Mm-hmm. I sit there and think about the guys that you've appeared with, like Duvall in Open Range, and how invariably you learn from everybody that you work with. And I was going to ask about you learning things from Duvall, but then I think with Yellowstone, you got some young guys, young men and women on that cast too, who probably look to you the same way. And what do you try to teach them about the business that maybe they need to know on their way up?
Well, I don't, you know, no one wants to be around Yoda.
Right.
You know what I mean? Somebody who thinks they know everything. And, mm-hmm. You know, if you're smart, you do have your eyes open. Because in truth, the only thing we know is what we already know.
Right.
And I guess if I'm quiet long enough, I can learn something from somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
So I watch what they're doing, too. But, you know, the truth for me is I really love the business. I like rehearsal. I like a lot of the behind-the-scene mechanical things, working on script, much more than I enjoy the red carpet. It's not like I don't enjoy the trappings that fame has brought.
Yeah.
But really, I like seeing my wife dress up nice for that stuff. But I like rehearsal, and that's kind of a lost art. Some people just want to show up and just do it. And so what everybody understands when they, when they work with me is that, you know, I'm off book, which means that's a boring acting term, but I already know all my lines and all theirs before I get there. And I think probably what people see is I'm on time, pretty boring, right? And I'm ready to go.
Nobody knows
what they're doing. If they know what, nobody knows what they're doing, I know what I'm doing.
Right.
So that's how I try to show up.
Kevin Costner is on with us, stars as John Dutton on the new series Yellowstone, Wednesday night at 9 on Paramount. I think we got time for one more quick one, Kelly.
We asked Cheech Marin about this shortly after the Masters when Sergio got his 13. What were your initial thoughts? Oh, no, everybody's going to ask me about the 13.
I've been living with that movie. I had the greatest 12 in history for a while. Now Sergio's got it. yeah. I mean, listen, that's the beauty of movies, because there is stuff. I mean, you know, everybody wants to talk to a woman the way Crash did at the end of Small of a Woman's Back, High Fiber, Good Scotch, Long, Slow, Wet Kisses. You know, the movies make me seem smarter, braver than probably I really am, more heroic. But I've gotten a chance to do them. The same thing happened with Yellowstone. I got a chance to look at modern-day ranching set in God's country with running horses, and that's why I did it. I make them for me, but I don't make them unless I think people around the world can enjoy them. Mm-hmm. And that's why I do what I do. It's exactly why I chose Yellowstone. I saw it two nights ago, and it was better than I thought it was going to be.
Awesome. Dude, he's the best. He's the best. I said it before, I'll say it again. Kevin, a pleasure to have you on, as always, man. We really appreciate it. Looking forward to see Yellowstone coming up on Wednesday night.
Thank you, everyone.
Thanks very much. Right? I mean, right?
Mm. Right? Nice as you think it's going to be, yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Or hope to be.
It makes me feel like my faith was well placed. That's what that makes me feel like. You know what I mean? Because the guy, like, you know, you ask people, and when you ask about projects, they're like, oh, it was a good experience. But he gives you something, you know?
And a lot of people get tired about talking about the same old project.
Yeah,
he should talk about it.
Yeah, he's got so much to do. You can ask about a billion things. I never got to The Guardian. I never got to, there's a million movies I didn't get to. You know, but yeah, that's cool. Little Kevin Costner, little KC. I got a buddy of mine who hates him.
We've had KC on argue 2 weeks in a row, right?
Huh? Yeah, we had KC from KC and the Sunshine Band on. Yeah, and then, yeah.
Well, now so we got his name.
Yeah. Thank you, Kelly. Appreciate that. I might watch Field of Dreams this weekend. I didn't even ask a Field of Dreams question. Okay? All right, well, anyway, we got the weekly punch in the face coming up. Also, I don't think we chose a caller of the week. Well, there it is. Hey, have a great weekend, everybody. We're back on Monday. We're going to have an auction to win tickets to see AC/DC with an overnight stay. Less than a mile from the stadium. That's going to be happening. And we'll have some tickets to give away to the show as well. And we will see you Monday morning at 5:30. Enjoy the weekend.